Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you're chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to this evening's edition of Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Choc Mommy, and I am on cruise control tonight. Tonight is going to be a short show. I have been, oh my God, I've done so much this fucking week till it's crazy. Today is the day that I launched Chocolate City Magazine Volume 2, the spring edition for women. It was like dedicated to Women's Month. So I had a lot of articles and interviews in there. The artist from Chocolate Love Volume 1, they're featured in there. It's a lot of things in the magazine. I'm going to touch on that. But I'm going to go ahead and take my first call from 718-506. You're riding the wave with Choc Mommy.
Hey, Chocolate, what's good, baby girl? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm tired as hell.
Yeah, I can kind of hear it in your voice. You sound like you ready just to lay down and knock out for about the next 6, 7, 8 hours. I know I was the same way. It's been a long week. You know, today was my first day of vacation. I'm on vacation for the next 10 days, so.
Ooh, must be nice. I've been chilling for the weekend. I've been chilling this week, like, in a crazy way. Like.
Yeah, I seen your BBM the other morning. I was like, oh, word. I replied back to you, too. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, that was something truly special. All I can say is the next time a guy tells me he's going to make me do something, I am going to believe him. Oh, my gosh. It scared me.
Wow. Oh, you thought you broke something?
No, I didn't think it was possible. And, you know, I'm like, okay, no. I just felt like all this liquid or whatever, and I had seen all this fluid on his arm. And then he was just like, oh, you think that? He's like, what do you think this is? I was like, I bet I have pissed on you. And then I started laughing. He's like, you know what? I see right now I'm going to have to make you a believer again. So he did it again. And I'm like, oh, my God, look at her. But,
I was like that because I had just woke up around that time to get ready for work. So I'm going through, like, you know, you fall asleep, people DBM you throughout the night or whatever. So I'm looking through. I was like, word? I was like, wow. That's something nice to look at early in the morning as you get ready for work. I'm like, shit, fuck a coffee. I just got to check these DBMs.
What's crazy is, like, it was like some 3 in the morning to 7 in the morning kind of shit going on. I'm like, whoa, where they do that at? And I was like,
woo. But it would be, or it seemed like sometimes the best sex happens like in the wee hours of the morning, like, or like unexpected shit. Like even tonight, like, I had this girl hit me up, and she actually just left my crib maybe like about a half hour ago. And she hit me up, talking about, oh, what you doing? And I'm like, I'm just chilling. She was like, oh, I don't know if you wanted to see me. And I'm like, I was like, sure. And she came through for a minute, and, you know, she gave me a nice little hand job, and I'm good right now.
See, that's what's up. And
And she was actually supposed to spend the weekend away, but she said something happened, and she was back around the way or whatever, so she hit me up, because she hit me up yesterday talking about, I'm not going to be around Friday or Saturday. So I said, fine, hit me when you come back around the way. And she going to hit me up tonight. I'm like, see, that's that unexpected shit. Like, anything unexpected, or you laying up with your shorty 3-4 in the morning, that'd be like the best shit. Where if you got to go to work that morning, you like not going in, or you going in mad tired. Like, oh, my God. You know? But that's what's up, though. So what's going on with this magazine you got popping off?
Man, let me tell you. The first issue came out on December the 15th, and it was crazy. It was just basically a premiere, letting people know what I was up to and everything like that. And this month's issue, the spring issue, last month was Women's Month, so it focused on women, you know what I mean? And my R&B mixtape was for lovers, you know. I dropped it on Valentine's Day, so I thought I would surprise the artists and feature all the artists that was on the mixtape and feature them in the magazine. A few artists didn't make it, and it's not because of anything I did. It's just the fact that I sent them questions and stuff that I needed, and they didn't send it back or whatever. So, you know, oh well. But I decided that I was going to share a lot of me, like as in Pam, with my fans and my supporters. And I basically talked in detail about a situation that I was in 2009 when I was in an abusive relationship, and how I used to be one of those chicks, like, girl, you know, and my friends would be messing with the wrong dude, like, girl, you need to leave him alone. You don't got to put up with that bullshit. And, you know, I was outside looking in, not really understanding until I was put in that situation. So basically I just went on and told about my story and how, you know, I was a victim of being molested when I was 14 and I was raped when I was 18. And the whole moment of me sharing that with the women was to let them know that it doesn't matter what your past is. Don't let it dictate your future.
Right.
Like, you survived for a reason. So, therefore, don't be quiet about what you went through. It's nothing to be ashamed about, because your strength is the next woman's motivation. So,
and you would think something like that will make you stronger, but a lot of people, it actually makes them weaker as they get older, because they use that anytime something doesn't go their way, whether it's a career move or relationship-wise, they use that as an excuse. Oh, well, you know, I didn't have a good childhood. Where something like that should make you stronger to succeed in life, right? You like, you know what? I'm not going to let this shit. I'm going to overcome all this, you know? I mean, I know it's hard sometimes for a lot of women, you know, to be in a relationship with men and, you know, career choices and shit like that or whatever, you know, because that's like a haunted past, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And then and another thing, you know, everything that I started as far as in the entertainment, like just Chalk Mommy in general, I started after the age of 40. And a lot of people told me that I was too old to do the adult entertainment, this, that, and the third. And it's funny because look at me now. I have a successful magazine. I'm dropping mixtapes. It's like I'm in so many lanes that I'm not going to just stick to one. I'm not going to be like, okay, I'm a radio show host. That's all I'm going to do. Or I model. That's all I'm going to do. Hell no. I'm going to do any and everything that God allows me to do. I have to, because I have too many women that are out there looking to me for motivation, inspiration, and, you know, and I didn't think that I could consider myself a role model, but, you know, when I was talking to Martha for M3PA Services, my manager, she was like, you are, and I thought about it. I was like, you know what? It takes a special woman to be able to share her past demons, her bedroom life, her boldness and her eagerness with a lot of strangers, and knowing that you could be ridiculed at any given moment. So for me, it's like I have to stay open, because for the women that can't do what I do, I got to do it for them. You know what I'm saying?
Because so, you know what? See, what it is that a lot of women, see, what happens is, and this is what happens in the dating game. If you come out and tell a guy, okay, this is what's happened to you, or this is what, you know. Because a lot of people, usually when you go, especially when you go out on a date or whenever you around friends, people will always be like, well, why are you single? What happened in your last relationship? What happened here? And when you get into stuff like that, and you start bringing up like, oh, well, this is what happened to me when I was 18, or this until 14, like, sometimes certain people, it kind of pushes them away, thinking like, well, like, dad, you know what? This chick got issues or whatever. But at the same time, it's an out for you because you're getting it off your chest. And sometimes you just need that person to get it off your chest. And like a person like me, this is why I can say, like, I'm not going to be a person to brag. I'm never a dude that brags or whatever. But a lot of women tell me they like talking to me because they can get a lot of things off their chest. And I'm not judgmental, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like an easy listening for them or whatever, you know. But some guys are judgmental like that. They'll say, oh, well, because that's what happened to you, this is why you like that now. Or you do the shit you do because you want attention or something like that. Let me tell you something. There's chicks that been brought up in, that went to Catholic school, that have been in the church, and are in strip clubs right now. Some of the freaks you ever know were church girls. So it's who you are as you grow up. You know? That's how I look at it.
Exactly. I agree 100% with you on that. And what trips me out is I do what I want to because I can. You know what I'm saying? So
that's how it should be. You're an adult. If you feel like you want to freak off with 1,000 niggas, you should feel free to do that. You're not married to nobody or whatever. You know, you're not engaged or whatever the case may be. If you're not involved with one person, if you feel like you want to be with this person, then feel free to. But at the same time, you know, a lot of women feel like, oh, well, I could do the boyfriend thing with the boyfriend-girlfriend thing with this dude, but have this dude on the side. Like, I don't know. People get the whole single thing twisted. being single means, yeah, you can date, but at the same time, don't lead people on like, all right, yeah, it's going to be me and you one day, where it's not really like that. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of women bring, not bring baggage, but will use a past relationship and why they're in the situation they are now. Where I think sometimes, like a lot of women will use a past relationship to say, oh, this is why I'm not settling down right now. This is why I'm just chilling, having fun. To me, it's more like I think you've been wanting to be out there and be, you know, dating guy to guy. You just couldn't because you was a man or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think sometimes
It depends because I used to be like one of those females, like I ain't going to settle down. And then it's like when I did settle down, it was like I was happy until the things that we discussed was something they couldn't handle. I mean, like if you go back and read my blogs, I wrote about how in the beginning when you meet somebody and y'all talking, you ask all the questions and a motherfucker say whatever they think you want to hear because they want to get to know you, they want to take you off the market, this, that, and the third, and then they really can't give you what you need or whatever. So instead of just being honest and telling them, you know, like you get caught up in this relationship and it's like it just don't work. It's like my thing was in my situation, nigga wasn't taking care of home. If you don't take care of home, home will go somewhere else. Especially right. If home has let you know that home ain't happy. Mm-hmm. I feel like if
you gotta take care of home, like
exactly. That goes back to the conversation that we had on Tuesday, and we're gonna do part two next week. It was called Homewrecker, and you know a lot.
Yeah,
of people,
I missed that. I missed that call.
Oh my gosh, yo, you've got to go back and listen to that show because you're going to be crying. Like when I tell you we was going in, that show was like one of the best shows ever. And me personally, I feel like a homeworker starts with the motherfucker that ain't taking care of home. Because if you take care of home, an outsider can't come in and fuck your shit up.
Well, you know how they be saying, they say how side chicks be winning. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you consider that being a homebreaker or whatever. But a lot of times, it's not even so much as being a homebreaker. Chick, if you know, chick got to realize, like, look, all right, if you're going to be in a relationship, you got to be open to your significant other. If you got a man and your man be like, yo, baby, I want some head tonight. You can't tell him, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's your man. Because I'm pretty sure if you want your pussy licked and he tells you, nah, I'm not doing that, I'm sure you're going to find you a guy that's going to lick your pussy. So my thing is, if your man is like, yo, baby, I want some head tonight, you got to give him head, whether you don't want to do it or not, because you know why? He going to find that chick out there that's going to give him head and give it to him real good. And you know what? He ain't going to be laying with you in the bed 2-3 in the morning. He's going to be laying in her bed 2-3 in the morning because she's giving him that sloppy toppy.
You know what? I like how you just sat there and was like using a female. I mean, it goes both ways. Home is home, whether it's the male or the female. And men are so quick to say females. They slack off or whatever. But me being the type of chick that I am, I can say it's a man. You know what I'm saying? In my situation, and speaking from other females, it's like men do what they need to do to get you. And female, you know what? We all guilty of it. We all do what we feel we need to do to get that person. And then once we feel like we have them, we become complacent. And we don't do shit. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing is, I'm only gonna give you stuff from a male point of view. I understand what you're saying, but I'm looking at like, okay, I'm thinking like a man. I'm gonna give you my opinion as a man. I understand what you're saying. Women don't have to do nothing. You could do everything in the book, and men still might cheat on you. You understand? You got chicks out here that do it.
Y'all ain't shit. Hold on, I'm gonna bring in my co-host. That's because men ain't shit. I mean, we I mean, not being biased or discriminating, I'm not discriminating, but it's just a known fact that, you know, some men ain't shit and women ain't shit. Hi, Caprice. How you doing, girl?
Hey, girl, I just got your text. I was about to lay down. I just got done making some spaghetti. And then you're talking about, I'm going to do the show. Like, oh.
Yeah, this is, it's short. I think we might have like 10 minutes left, or I might have
hey,
like
Caprice.
A little after party.
Hi, but who's that?
That's
Big Tone.
Big
oh,
Tone.
Hey.
The panty buyer.
Yeah, the panty buyer. The panty. I'm the panty man. You call
hey.
Me the panty man, boo.
Okay, well, I came in on the sentence that some men aren't shit and some women aren't shit. Let me clarify that. There's not a lot of men in this world and there's not a lot of women in this world. Niggas and bitches ain't shit. Niggas and hoes ain't shit. But there are some real men and some real women. There's not many. It's almost an extinct breed.
Yeah,
but,
it's a small colony of good men and good women, because there are some good women.
Very true.
There are some good men, and like the way Chocolate was saying, how she's not going to be biased. I'm not going to be biased, but I know I'm one of those good dudes that, you know, when I got a shorty, I'm going to hold her down, and I'm not going to fuck with nobody. You know what I'm saying? But you got some dudes that'll get a good girl, and she'll do everything for the dude. Everything, cook, clean, he'll still go out there and have four other chicks. Then what happens is you turn that girl bad, now you done fucked it up for the next dude that comes her way. You know what I'm saying? Then, like you said, hoes and chicks don't care. Like, hoes will fuck a married man instantly. You know what I'm saying? Like, a chick won't care about a married, like, she won't think twice, well, damn, he is married. You know what I'm saying?
With right.
A regular chick, if a married man come to you, you're going to be like, well, wait a minute. Ain't you married? Like, you know, like, you got to think about it. Like,
Same with dudes, though. I mean, like, the only thing I can say about women is that we're a little more particular, even if she's a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, she still has standards. And a lot of guys, they don't. How many guys do you see turn women down?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see a lot of guys turning women down. It could be the ugliest bitch. You know what I'm saying? And he's still going to fuck. He may not tell people he fucked just because he's embarrassed, but
I was just telling somebody earlier, I said, men don't need a chick to look good. If they dick hard, they gonna fuck just about anything. Where, like, as a woman has, like you said, she could be the biggest hoe, she could be the biggest freak, but she's still gonna have a moral about what she do and who she do it with. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's like, you know, it's still something, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My thing is, it's just like, I mean, it's cool. Every to each his own. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I'm tired of women judging every, keep putting every man in the same bucket because of what one guy did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I understand we all might not be shit at some point in time or another, but like you said, there's women out there that be acting the same way. I deal with a lot of women that be acting like different. Like, I just be like, yo, why do you act like that? You know?
I mean, you have to think, though, because a lot of guys, even though y'all come off the same way, like when you're trying to talk to a girl or something like that, it's just the way y'all come off. Like, oh, yeah, what up, mom, what's your number? Okay, if I give you my number, who are you going to ask for? You don't even know my name. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain things like that. And it's just from women being approached by all of these dudes on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? It just a lot of shit that men do. It all looks the same. And
yeah,
honestly, you could be a really, really great guy, but, I mean, she's going to find a way to fuck it up because that's what happens. You know, bitches always find dudes that are a challenge, and it's often those dudes that are hoes.
Right.
But whenever she does find that perfect guy who treat her right, this, this, that, oh, he is square. He cool, but it's just not a lot there, you know. It's just...
Women will sit there and be like, oh, there's no good men out here. Like you said, when you find a good man, oh, he's boring. Like you said, he's sweet.
Right.
He doesn't do anything. You want the guy that's gonna smoke weed, drink, in and out of jail, show me in and out of the club every night, rather than chilling with you at home watching a movie or something. Right. But then at the end of the day, they're sitting there talking about, oh, I wish I had somebody to help me pay my bill. They'll complain, oh, I'm the breadwinner. I'm the only one paying my bills. I'm the only one taking care of my kids. Well, that's your fault. Because I'm sure there's men out there that want to take you under your wing, under their wing, pick up them bills, help you out, but you don't want that. You want the nigga that just got out of jail 4 months ago. And then sitting there talking about, oh, fuck, I'm going to do with him. He can't do shit with me. So my thing is, why are you letting a lot of women
like that drama. Women like a challenge. Women seem to think that they can change a man and make him into who she wants him to be. And instead of having one that's already perfectly wrapped, there's not a challenge there. I mean, now, a regular woman, of course, you know, a woman's going to realize this is a good man. But, you know, a young-minded female, she's going to be attracted to all the wrong things.
Right.
And, I mean, some bitches, they honestly like that drama. They like, you know, me and my nigga this, or, oh, yeah, every other week they're single on Facebook, and then now they're engaged. Oh, we're married. Oh, we're back single and, you know, blasting each other on Facebook. It just makes y'all look stupid, and then the next minute y'all are so in love. It don't work like that. I mean, and I think in order to have a successful relationship, you need to know how to leave everybody else out of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of people don't do. Facebook. People feel like with Facebook, you got to announce that you're getting married or you got to announce that you were in a relationship. Like, Facebook shouldn't have to be part of your, it's not, it shouldn't be part of your relationship. This is why I don't like things like Facebook and stuff got status things. Like, it should, they shouldn't have marital status as an option. It should just be for what it is, a social network. You shouldn't have to have that option to put, well, I'm single or married or I'm engaged.
But I mean, what do you think people do on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter? They go on to find bitches. They go on to find niggas. Even though there's probably a million women up there that have married, guys will still try to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, Facebook, honestly, before, you know, it got to where it is now, it wasn't even a social network. It was just for college students, you know.
Right, well, college
that
students
way, right.
Just to keep it for, like, to talk about tests and share notes.
Homework
and
shit like that. Then, you know, it completely turned into something different. But I don't think, I mean, hell, Facebook, they're making money off of all this shit that they're doing. So, honestly, if I was, you know, the maker of Facebook, I'd do the same shit, too. And I'd be just laughing because I'm stacking my money. But it's up to you to use that social network at your own risk. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Nobody's making you post all these dramatic statuses. Nobody's making you upload these ridiculous pictures. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's you. That's why, you know, anybody that's on my Facebook, like I have family on there and everything else, Facebook is a completely different caprice rather than Twitter. Twitter, I let loose. I go crazy. I have,
same
you know.
Same thing with me. My Twitter, I say Twitter is my alter ego. Facebook is my Facebook. You know what I say? Twitter, you said Twitter is more, you letting your head down more on Twitter. With Facebook, you can put some things up, but at the same time, you got to know when to pull that horse back. Where on Twitter, you let the horses ride. You let it go.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I have family and everything on there. So I tell people, you know, I don't add people where I got to say, oh, watch, you know, what you say on my wall or watch what you do or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And that's just it. I mean, Twitter, I mean, it really don't matter. You could say whatever, you know what I mean? But Facebook is like, nah, I got family on there, you know, friends, church members, this, this, that, and the other. But, I mean, it's just, at the end of the day, it's really all about, you know, how everybody presents their own self, what it is at the end of the day that you really want. And I think a lot of, I think the problem with a lot of people is they don't know who they are and what they want. Once you figure out who you are and what you want, then you can find that other person. And that's not what people are doing. They're like, oh, well, I guess we'll try this, we'll try that. I'm not the type of girl who gets in a relationship just to say I go with this person. You know what I'm saying? I get in a relationship with somebody to build something more than a relationship. I don't just date people just because it's for right now. You know what I mean?
Right. A person should be your best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like your
exactly.
relationship partner is supposed to be your best friend. That's supposed to be a person you're supposed to share everything with, your day, problems at work, if you're stressed out. That should be the person, the first person you should be able to call is your man slash, you know, woman or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like people
yep.
think like over relationship is because, oh, they got a good job, they treat me good, they fuck me good. No. That's
right.
supposed to be your best friend. If you my girl and I can't come to you to tell you how my day is, well, you can't get mad if I'm talking to somebody else about my day. You know
right.
what I'm saying? The same vice versa. If you can't call me and be like, hey, babe, look, I need your opinion on something, I should
mm-hmm.
be able to sit there and give you my opinion or
right.
listen to your opinion or whatever the case may be. And be like, you know what? That's my man. At the same
mm-hmm.
time, he's my man and my best friend. Like, you
without
know what I'm
it
saying?
Turning
God,
into an argument. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's
well,
about
you,
respecting
you know,
each other's opinions.
Right, because what happens is there'll be an opinion, but then some people make it seem like, oh, if you're talking about them, and it's not even talking about them, it could have been something happening during your day. And you'd be like,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, I need your opinion on something real quick. You know, how do you feel about this? Like a relationship should not just be a relationship. A relationship
yeah.
should be, you're supposed to be the best friend. Like, nobody is supposed to come in between y'all. And what happens
yeah.
is, down the road, the girl will let their girlfriends get in her head, and the
mm-hmm.
dude will let his boys put a battery in his back. Yo, son.
Right.
You always let her go out on the weekend. You know, you let her go out to her girls, da-da-da-da, and this and that,
yeah.
and you know?
Yep, and that's the thing. Like, your friends, they don't know how you feel inside. They don't know what goes through your mind, and they don't know what, you know, our relationship is like.
And so, to me, I feel like
it's pointless to even go and talk to my friends. Why? Because half of my friends are single. So
this
if my
right.
friends
if
don't have a man, why would I ask you for advice
right.
if you don't have a man?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm
exactly.
saying? I'll go to, you know, someone that's been married for a while and who's, you know, had their fair of ups and downs, or, you know, somebody who's been in a relationship for a while. And even then I don't, because everybody's different. And at the end of the day, in a relationship, you know how you feel and you know what it is that you want. You just have to decipher it and figure out where you want to go from there. And I think I'm pretty good at doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need somebody to tell me. Now, there will be a couple times where I'm just like, fuck, you know, I want confirmation. You know, there was a time I called Chuck about something, and I was like, dang, I don't get it. And she was just so blunt with me, and I was like, damn, I fucking hate you because you're being so honest. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want you to be honest. But, you know, thank you. Thank you for being honest, because I only call people who I know are going to give it to me 100%. And that's
right.
not a lot of people. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, well, he's just like the next girl. All dudes do that, or all guys like that, you know. And the thing is, none of her information that she was telling me was biased. Everything
right.
she was saying was fact and true. You know what I'm saying? So
but
it's like
you
have
to
be picky as to who
you
go
with. Right there. Somebody wants you want somebody to give it to you straight. Straight,
right.
no chaser. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if somebody just beats you around the bush and sugarcoats it, all you're doing is setting yourself to be hurt even more. You
yeah.
know, let me know, okay, well, let me know if I'm fucking up. You know, to tell me, okay, well, you know what? This is what you need to do to make it better. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you need that for somebody to tell you, like, you know, sometimes you need somebody to tell you, well, you know what? You need to do this, not them. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
that's what happens. Yeah.
And, I mean, like, and sure enough, like, when he got home, I was able to talk to him, and he was like, it's crazy because, you know, everything you just said was exactly how I had been feeling. And I was like, damn it, Chuck, thank you. She spoke for him, and, you know, and, I mean, that actually made me smile, because that was the first time I really ever came to her about something like that, and she was just on point, 100%. You know, only had a conversation with this dude one time, and so, I mean, when she tells y'all something, y'all better fucking listen.
Oh,
I learned my lesson.
I listen.
I don't know nobody nothing right now. This is like the short show, so we have like a few more minutes. I am drained. I'm like fucking out on another planet. I'm in another my home life is crazy right now. But, like, oh, my gosh. Woo, Caprice. Shit, I'm bugging Dahlia. When I tell you what I have to tell you, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. All I can say is this weekend I will be writing a blog about my escapade this week. with detail about
oh, my God.
Situation. All I know is, oh, boy, did me right from 3 in the morning to 7 in the morning.
Mm.
We've been kicking it every day since.
Mm.
Oh, dude.
Can't get enough.
Of course not. Girl,
that's that good gushy, sloppy.
Yeah, I'm on my Spanish tip again. Spanish men are so sensual.
Oh, just like
you, mimo,
mommy. That you sabe. I'm right here, baby.
You
know
what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So the other situation is just like, I don't even like, we talk at each other and everything like that. It's like he's real supportive to where he's like, yo, Ma, if you want to call me on your show, just go ahead and call me. I'll step out from work and, you know, kick it with you and everything like that. Even to the little live show of us, like, doing what we do or whatever, that's a possibility. It's like, yeah. And the fact that he is 6'6". Oh, my God, yeah.
Yes, girl, I told you, like, my dude is 6'7", and it's just fun climbing up and down it, right?
Man, and he has a piercing.
What? What's that? Like, on his dick?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'll let you know how I feel about it Sunday, because I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Wow.
You let me know.
Well, I got my hand job for the night, so I'm good.
Okay.
Cody can't do it. It jerked me off real good.
So
you
good.
Say what now?
I got hit off this morning, so I feel you. I might...
It's been a couple days for me. I'm tired, and I still got a cold, and
girl,
I don't know. Well, and his mom is here, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, you know, quiet sex is always the most intense.
Yeah, put a sock in your mouth.
Mm-mm. I'd rather him put something else in my mouth.
So, Dahlia, what did you think of your spread in Chocolate City Magazine?
I loved it. Oh, my God. Like, I was showing everybody at work, and they were like, ooh, damn, I want some chocolate. I was like, are you even paying attention to my article? And they're like, ooh, wait, go back to her. Ooh, yeah, look at that picture. I said, oh, okay, thanks for supporting me, y'all. Thanks. They saw some booty cheeks and went crazy.
Oh, I have booty cheeks out?
Oh, yeah, girl, you had them cheeks out. So now all my managers and my bosses is just lusting over you, and it's just...
Well, you know, if you start with them to get you some extra pay and all that
Yeah, I wear sexy panties. Yeah, I wear sexy panties with a little skirt to work.
Oh, fuck that. These crazy old men.
Oh, girl, them be the worst ones.
Well, I mean, not all of them are old. Some of them are, you know. Well,
you gotta wear a nice little dress.
Actually,
nice
none of them really are old. My boss is 27, and then our CEO is 29. So,
wow,
we've got some young guys.
Wow. You want to hear something crazy? I have a link for the newsletter that I created for the magazine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And It's been tweeted out. Hold on, I'm going to tell you, because this shit is fucking crazy to me. I tweeted out the link. It's been tweeted out 7 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
It started, like, 13 hours ago, like, this morning or whatever. So, in 7 views on Twitter, 116,514 people have seen the link for the newsletter. They've actually viewed the newsletter on Twitter.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Damn. That is exciting. I need to take
a lot of
pictures.
Yeah, you need to take a lot of pictures and everything like that. I think this magazine, this issue, is making people look at us in a different light because, like, you know, for me, I share my personal domestic abuse story. And, you know, it's just a lot of Pam in there. It's some Chalk in there, but when I wrote on a serious note, I wrote as Pam. So, you know, I got to be flexible and let people see that. So,
yeah.
It's a lot of things that's going to come. Tomorrow, I'm going to do, like, the little call-in, but I'm basically going to be on Tiny Chat, and I'm going to introduce the mixtape. The mixtape has like 2,400 listens in like 3 days or some shit like that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You have to show me how to do like, I'm going to call you tomorrow and you can explain to me how to do Tiny Chat and all that stuff. Because I definitely want to get on tomorrow. What time are you trying to do the show? Same time?
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I think I might start with stick cam because, you know, I can use my brother's desktop because my shit has been banned. So,
okay. Yeah,
I'll show you how to do it. It's going to be later on in the afternoon. Give us time to unwind and, you know, I'll go to the grocery store and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I got to do that too because, man, I'm barbecuing for Easter. This is going to be so bomb. Man.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I already told my dude, like, by Monday, I'd be, like, a good 450 pounds. So,
wow.
You know, I'm good. So, I got about 300 and some pounds to gain or something. So, I'm going to be good. I'm going to eat.
So, you on your own on that one because Angel is, like, one of the people, like, because he's a bouncer and all this other stuff.
Late
and then we go to sleep. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to get you to that 130 that you want to be. I'm like, nigga.
You trying to gain or lose?
Oh, gain.
Oh, girl, I wish I was 130.
Yeah, I want to be
150. I'm 157.
See,
you look good, though.
Yeah. Aw,
thank you.
Well, I love being a nice, thick shorty.
You're about to be kicked off. I am going to, Dahlia, hit me, I'm going to text you, we're going to be back tomorrow evening, we're going to be on here for 45 minutes, and then we're going to be streaming live via webcam, so make sure you tune in to check us out. You can ride the wave 2 ways tomorrow. You can live listen via phone. Or after we get off the air, you can continue the after party with us on Stick Cam, Tiny Chat, because I'm going to have my laptop going, too. So I'm going to have 2 things going. So it might be Blog TV and Stick Cam, and then I might switch over to Tiny Chat. So we'll be pretty busy, and then you get to see my hair. I did my hair yesterday, so I'm looking kind of
cute.
Fly. I'll be looking fly tomorrow. Right now I got a bandana on, so. I'm ripping that pink flag.
Erica, by don't.
I know. Wow. So we have like 10 seconds left, and then it's going to kick us off. This is Chalk Mommy and Dahlia and Big Tone 78.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, lady. I appreciate y'all ladies, and keep up the good work, and keep them sexy panties coming.
All right.
We will. You guys have a good night, and thank you for riding the Chocolate Wave.
Good night. Text me, girl.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.